Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Well, now that Neek has permission to marry Charmaine, it's on and popping. He plans a surprise in Myrtle Beach, and there's more than one surprise waiting for everybody. The review is up next. Y'all tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Hey.
I miss when we had music at the top.
Wow, you know what time it is. What's up, y'all? I'm your girl, Carmen, and I'm back in the building, y'all, for the Black Ink Crew Chicago After Buzz review. I'm here with my girl, Nakia. Hey, boo.
Hey, boo.
Hey, Kiki Boom Boom.
Kiki Boom Boom's here. It's Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
The best day ever.
I'm sitting here anticipating hella shrimp tacos right now.
Taco
I wish I could do beef,
Tuesday.
But you know.
I can't do anything because I'm on a diet, so I can only eat air.
And you can have like a martini.
No, I can't even do
a
that.
Mocktail.
No juice, no nothing.
Damn.
Water. That's all I'm on. I'm just drinking water.
Cheers to water.
Cheers to water.
Cheers to you
yes.
for being strong enough to get down with the keto,
it's tough.
Baby.
Day two, and here we
but
are.
But you got your glow. You popping. You
we
looking
are,
amazing.
Thank
it's
you.
Worth
you
it.
Look beautiful. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, darling. So we are here to talk about our favorite show, Black Ink Crew Chicago.
Yes.
They are taking things to Virginia, of all, what was it? Virginia, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina?
In South Carolina.
Southern.
Yeah.
Because Neek has permission to marry Charmaine now.
Aww.
And a lot of other things happen. There's a new boo on Four's radar. Don't know how we feel about her yet.
Mm-mm.
Bella's back in the building. I don't know if we've forgiven her for being messy, but I don't know. How'd you feel about tonight's episode?
Tonight was a good episode. It was a lot going on, and we see that there's going to be a part two.
Mm-hmm.
And if you follow them on social media, you've seen all this like the beginning of the year. So I was really excited. Like, oh, I can't wait for them to go to Myrtle Beach and all that. So
I was like,
was
Myrtle
good.
Beach? Because it's like Myrtle Beach is like, oh, okay. It's
yes.
not like your typical, it's kind of like a local kind of like
it
East
is.
Coast thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that people thought about Myrtle Beach. Like, let's go to Myrtle
Especially
Beach.
Especially, like, black people and people of color. Mm-hmm. That's kind of, like, our, like, go-to. Like, if it's not Atlantic City, let's go to Myrtle Beach.
Like, let's dip to Myrtle Beach real quick. Bike
yeah.
week.
And then, like, now I'm noticing, like, a celebrity was just there, too, with the animals. Like, they have, like, lions and tigers now.
Yeah.
And people are swimming. And I was like, oh, Myrtle Beach is turning back into a thing.
Yeah, so apparently there's some sort of special... safari that
yes.
Neeks wants to take everybody on to experience these animals and everything. And at the end of it all, he wants to surprise his boo Charmaine and propose. How do we feel about Neek proposing to Charmaine?
First of all, I love Neek. Neek can do no wrong. He's perfect. He's
Don't
Haitian.
We love Neek?
Haitian and perfect.
He's and you fine. Making our girl Charmaine happy.
And that's what I love. And what I love is to hear how they first started because they went to school together.
Mm-hmm.
And now he slid in her DMs and was like, hey, Charmaine.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love like the growth from Charmaine with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's doing her thing. They're just a beautiful couple.
They are.
He loves her.
I'm happy to see them together. I'm happy to see them withstanding everything that's going on because they're having a little storm in their
Child.
Life right now. And we'll get back to that in a little bit. But honey, Neek said, I don't care what y'all talking about. This is bae.
I'm bae. She bae. We the bae's.
How did you feel about the mock proposal when they were in the park and he was like, he got down on his knee and was like, Nick, can you pick this dog?
I love when he does that to her because remember when she thought he was going to say he wanted to have a baby and he's like, let's get a dog.
Right.
So I love that they know each other and they get each other. I need to find out what Neek's sign is because he's just really sweet. I like that they
Should
mesh.
We do guess that sign
Guess
again?
That sign. Let's do guess that
maybe
sign.
Maybe we should do that, make that a new segment because we do have Black Ink Crew Compton
yes.
coming up. So maybe we can have a guess that sign
guess that
trying
sign.
To figure them out.
Yes.
What is Neek?
I think Neek... Okay, I'm going to give him either... Ooh, I don't know, because I hate to be wrong.
He's so friendly.
He's so nice and friendly, but I say either a Capricorn, because he's about work,
yeah.
and he's very serious about scheduling and making money.
Okay.
Or I give him, like, I don't want to say a Virgo or a Libra, because Virgo and Libra men...
You know what? I
no.
give Libra a little bit. I give Neek the friendly Taurus.
I can see a friendly Taurus.
Because he has the work drive, but he has, like...
I wanna
Who
say,
has a good sense of humor? Sagittarius?
We do, but we kind of take
Gemini?
Gemini.
He's not a Gemini.
He's not. Maybe a Pisces? What do you guys think? If you guys are in the chat or in the comments, let's know what you guys. We're gonna find it out. I'm gonna research and find out what Neek is. But you said Libra,
Capricorn, Taurus. I feel like those are our strongest.
Those are strong
three
ones.
Guesses.
So while the show goes on, I'm gonna do my research and find out.
He could be a Virgo also. I
could see
a
Virgo
because he's very like sedated and he has a turned up woman. So yeah, like, Virgo, you know,
kind of like chill.
Right. Ooh, so y'all slide in the DMs and y'all slide in the comments and y'all let us know what you think Neek is. But regardless, he's unshaken by the BS that's going on because there's some rumors going around town. Now Bella dropped some tea last week, and we're going to get into that. We're going to address whether or not we're buying this tea or not because what's her name?
Evanita Ebony.
Sorry to interrupt, ladies. So I got Neek's birth sign. He's actually an Aries.
He's an Aries!
What? That makes sense. Funny, driven.
That's amazing because Aries is like a Sagittarius compatible sign. Okay, go.
Funny, driven. So we just found out officially an Aries, which makes a lot of sense.
And her birthday's in February. I think she's an Aquarius.
Okay.
She's like February 27th. She's like the end of February.
Okay.
So an Aquarius and an Aries. Okay.
Now, I knew it wasn't. When Charmaine left, I'm so happy to see, because we said that. We called that she'll be back.
Yeah,
we said how.
It. Remember, we were like, that girl gonna come back.
She's too big. She's too important. Now, I'm trying to figure out how y'all gonna pull Kat back into this, but
she's inching her way there, and I'll bring that up a little bit of news and gossip.
News and gossip coming up.
Because I see her coming back in season 6.
Before we get into all of that, can you let our listeners know a little bit about who we are?
Guys, we really do appreciate you here at AfterBuzz TV and at Black & Crew Chicago. Make sure you guys subscribe to everything AfterBuzz and to our reality channel because we have more than just reality TV and we have more than just Black & Crew. We have The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and all that other fun stuff and Love & Hip Hop and all that. But we would not be here if it wasn't for you. So if you guys can do us a big favor, if you are on YouTube, please make sure that you guys give us a thumbs up and subscribe. And if you're listening to us on Spotify and iTunes, I know I sound crazy because I'm talking really fast. Make sure you guys give us 5 stars. Keep leaving the comments. I do want to shout out everybody that were in the comments last week. A lot of people were saying, bye, Lily. And a lot of people were not happy about it. So keep those coming. Other than that, we appreciate you. And we thank you for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. Thank you.
Did she nail it? It deserved like a gold star team.
That's my breathing exercise.
Look at all these rumors surrounding us every day.
There's always
sometimes
with this crew, it's something. And if it ain't this, it's gonna be another story. And if it ain't that story, it's gonna be something else.
Now, I know I have not been here for the past couple of weeks because sis is a Jamaican. If y'all don't know, sis works a lot of jobs, okay?
Karma
but
got
I'm
50
here
jobs.
Tonight. And I got caught up on the tea that Bella came because Ebonita. What did we nickname her?
Ebonita. I don't know. She just trying
to. Ebonita came through with some gossip. Talking about Van and Charmaine and hooked up in Vegas.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Four says what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Everybody wants to give vague side eyes. Mm-hmm. How do we feel about Bella? Because I'm gonna say how I feel. Yeah. How we feel about Bella dropping this tea and letting Ebonita massage her into being the one to go in and disrupt this good time. Sis ain't even invited to the party. She bold as hell. We been knew she was bold
like,
as hell.
Like, Ebonita, you can't sit with us.
Sis.
I love Bella, but I do feel like what Charmaine said, she has that syndrome when she is an a-hole. She can't keep her mouth closed. Mm. I really like Bella, and I think Bella tries, but I do think Bella, like, lets Lily take advantage of her in that situation. Not in, like, real life, but I think in that situation where Ebonita and Lily, which is weird because they were just beating her ass. That's why the storyline to me, I'm like, all right, y'all just was beating her up. How she meet up with y'all? And I think for Bella to sit there, I don't know if she was scared or she was like, oh. I just wish Bella would have stepped up, would have been like, Ebonita, this ain't the time or the place. If you feel a certain way, you should have been hit up, Jen.
We don't bang with you like that, so this isn't really, like, appropriate.
Yeah, and if you felt that way, why didn't you hit them right after the vacation? Don't come in this party because Jen is here and she will murder you. Like, we were just all beating your ass in Vegas. I just felt like it was just so inappropriate.
Right.
Even if what she thinks she has is the truth, like, that's not the time and the place.
Now, here's the thing. We get a lot of suspecting looks from the cast.
Yes.
But VH1, let me just tell you, if you want us to really believe that Van and Charmaine hooked up, Avenida ain't the one.
That's why I think you made me mad, because I'm like,
Avenida.
We don't
believe you, Avenida. You are a troublemaker, and you've been a shit starter from the beginning. So, of course, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but you wasn't the one. Like, you should have known that your story was going to have no credibility.
Exactly.
Y'all sent the wrong person in there, and I'm really just like...
Like, if they would have said she had it in with, like, Dawn exactly. or Ryan or Ford, then I'm like, okay, I can see that. And no shade to Van. And then, like, Avenida is just a horrible person. She was a liar at the beginning. And this, it was just weird for me, because I'm like, all right, Charmaine and Ford were on a journey all day trying to get this convention. Mm-hmm. The girl talking about a diva cupping on a period. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I'm Avenida, right, I pull up to Vegas to F Van. I'm here to F this man. Mm-hmm. I walk out to the bathroom and the door's locked and he's effing somebody. You not banging. To me, I'm like, we not banging on the door and I done came all this way to get some dick. And
right,
now you
so
get
you
it for
came
me?
This far to get the D. His girlfriend showed up to claim the D. And at the same time, he had him and his homegirl getting the D. Something's not
I'm
adding
upset.
Up.
I'm on Instagram like, yo, fam.
But apparently there's some sort of...
There's a little side
mystery
eyes.
Mystery brewing around it. But
and it happens more than once. Because the side eyes happened last episode. Mm-hmm. It happened in their confessionals. And it happened this episode.
Now, all we know is that Charmaine, Van, and everybody else is extremely professional at keeping their cool. Because here we are in town to help Neek propose to Charmaine. Yes. And no matter what happens, it's going to always be a secret. I think it's going to always be a secret. But guess what, VH1? We don't believe you. You sent the wrong person in the building.
You should have. Y'all should have sat down and did better and got somebody else.
I don't think they wanted us to believe it. Because if they wanted us to believe it, they wouldn't have sent Avenida.
Well, you know, reality TV, sometimes I work in production. And not to say we ain't the smartest people in the gym, because I'm smart. Mm-hmm. But sometimes some people in the production teams, they just, it's not until they watch the show back, they be like, oh, damn.
That ain't kind of amazing.
It's not, like, sometimes I feel like they just throw shit out there and it just sticks. And I'm like, y'all could have got, I would have believed they did a better job at the Ryan and Kat story.
Whew. That was the host. Do you realize how much of a turn in the whole NYMEX story that was?
Do you remember
was?
How crazy that was with the cameras moving and then they were covering their mics and he's like, chill. And then how dramatic it was because it became a breakup within NYMEX Chicago. Mm-hmm. Because then it was like, do we believe Kat? Mm-hmm. Do we believe Ryan? And they're like, we love y'all both. And then Ryan was like, I don't care. Like, it... Damn, you remember that? The trauma.
Here's what I give kudos to the whole NYMEX team. All of y'all was side-eyeing, but if y'all knew something... What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Respect to the NYMEX
crew.
That's
what I'm saying.
Bella got messy and said Van had a Vienna sausage.
That wasn't. Yo, I'm surprised Van hasn't hit her. Not hit her in that way. God forget. I don't mean like be domestic the violence, but like throw a pillow at her or just like yell at her.
I don't believe that Van. We're going to do a poll if anyone cares. I don't think that Van has a Vienna
not
sausage.
Not the way Jennifer is acting.
Not that it's any of our business, but the way Jen rides for her boo.
He don't got a Vienna sausage.
He don't have no Vienna sausage. Y'all going to stop talking about Van like
Bella
that.
Bella being messy. I'm like, why are you being so messy? Leave Van alone.
Bella, stop getting swayed by these outsiders.
Yeah.
How do we feel about Lily being gone?
For me personally, it's like a relief right now. Not that I dislike Lily. I do like Lily. Because someone said in the comments like, oh, you guys are beating on this Lily train. I said, no, the episode was about Lily last week. Mm-hmm. It was about homegirl being fired. Mm-hmm. Lily was in a conversation with Avenida and brought her to NYMEX. So we have to talk about the messiness. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that she wasn't here because we finally don't have to see her being messy. Like, I want Lily to grow. I want her to do dope things. And when she does come back for season 6, because I know they're going to bring her back, I'm praying that there's some type of like, yo, I'm better than all this. I'm tattooing. I'm ill. I got my own shop.
Ooh,
so I
that
like,
would be cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that it's the OGs right now.
First of all, VH1, if you're listening, please show more of Lily's talent and less of her attitude.
And show her good side.
Lily is one of the dopest... not that they aren't all dope, but Lily is extremely talented when it comes to tattooing. Let's not put her in so many messy situations. Yeah. Let's get her more celebrity clients.
Let's show her good sides.
Exactly.
There's clips that they erased where she went on that date with homeboy. Like, let's show the good side of her because it sucks to keep seeing this bad side of her, and that's all society and TV will see.
Right.
So the reason I'm happy she's not here because we don't have to see her being messy and bad. Mm-hmm. I do like that the OGs are just here for this trip.
But Lily, grow from this.
Yes.
Grow from this. You're going to do things that offend people, accept accountability.
Yes.
You know, but I want them to focus more on her tattooing.
Yeah, she's dope.
She's super dope.
She's actually art. Out of all the people that did crazy things there,
right,
she actually can do the work.
But that attitude and that just... It's never my fault. It felt good to finally. I know that Ryan has this soft side for his girls.
He does.
You know why Brian lost his sister?
Yeah.
Let's remember that.
He does.
He probably embraces everybody that he loves with that same love that he had for his sister. Not the same level,
right.
But like...
Because if you notice, he takes to the girls a little bit different than the guys. Like Charmaine, he forgave her. Lily's forgiven.
I feel like I just had an epiphany.
Yeah. Remember the beef him and Danny went through after they hooked up and then her boyfriend was acting weird? Danny's still part of the crew. He loves the women.
It felt good to see him acknowledge, though. Like, I've given you pass after pass. Yeah. Take some accountability so I can feel good about supporting you.
And he's probably tired of always defending her and always being like, fam,
exactly.
I can't keep doing this and you can't keep bringing out the business. I love you so much.
Exactly.
You're so dope. Come work at the other 9 Mag. Let's get it together.
Let me help you. But she couldn't take the discipline.
Yeah.
Discipline. It's not easy for us free spirits.
So I'm hoping next... Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
I don't like... I feel you, Lily. I don't like being told what to do.
Yes.
I get it. But at a certain point in time, you gotta grow.
Yes.
Especially for your business.
Myrtle Beach used to be a very... South Carolina. Racist.
Oof.
Place
still is
Dixie flags everywhere. Like you can literally go to Myrtle Beach and walk into a store fill with nothing but Dixie flags.
Ugh.
How does that moment make you feel to know that type of culture, like for black or white? Because we saw the black woman running the store. She kind of was like in that programming that this is where I'm from. This represents me. This is my culture. This Dixie flag.
Yeah,
it represents racism and everybody that fought for slavery to continue. Yeah. She's wearing their flag
on her
shirt.
But a lot of Southerners are like that too, where they're like, this is my culture. It bothered me. It gave me the chills.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not from South Carolina. I'm not in the South. So I understand like her position. I got to eat too. I got to work at the store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can see VH1 saying, girl, can you put that shirt on?
Mm-hmm.
I hope not. But I can also see her being like, I work at the store.
No, I think she wore it. Because that is some real shit. Like,
it is.
You don't even realize what it is. You just think it's where you're from.
Yeah, some people defend the flag. And
I can tell you the truth. I don't know the history to Baltimore's flag.
Right.
Do you know the history behind the New York City flag?
No.
We just know that that's our pride.
Right.
Like,
but the Confederate flag is bigger than I think the state because it represents slavery and war. We're all of us in school, South, East, down South. We were taught about it. So I get that it's their Southern culture, but we know what it stands for.
And that brings up, like, it's so crazy because your view of this country depends on where you're from.
Yeah.
California people have a whole different liberal view. Baltimore people don't realize the atmosphere. South Carolina, it's like if you don't leave your town, you don't get to look at it from the inside
out. That's a fact. So for them coming from Chicago and walking into South Carolina, and there's flags everywhere and Donald Trump, they're like, wait, what?
What the?
I that would be me. Like, what? It's like 2019. You're walking into something and you're like, wait, what is this?
What is this?
And there's a black woman like, howdy, guys. Welcome. That's crazy to me. But I'm happy that they did something different. And I'm happy to see them in this light to learn something. And we're not just fighting.
How you feel about Van stepping up saying, hey, baby. Take this. Put this Chicago Rilla on. Let's rep this.
I love Van. Shout out to Van.
He did the most, right?
And I like that Van was like, I set this trip up. I want us to see the plantation.
Yes.
I want us to like, I love that Van's also grown. And we used to bag on Van season 1, season 2 because they weren't doing what they were supposed to do.
First
and now
of
Van
all,
is.
VH1, y'all used our boy Van to like gash our season
know.
Up. We know that's not really Van.
Van's really sweet, but I like
Stop
that.
Stop coming for Van like that.
I like that he stepped up and was like, sorry, Neek, but we're going to take the time to learn.
I was going
to
say.
We're going to learn where we're coming from. And it hit them all.
Wasn't
they were
that
like,
dope?
That was
Everybody
dope.
Was in South Carolina to attend a safari, which is adventurous and exciting. But Van was like, listen, since we confronted with this, let's take some time to see what our ancestors went through, appreciate the sacrifice they made for us. And then maybe, like we saw it affect Dawn, maybe it'll affect our psyche. And help us better our future. You agree with
And he posted a lot of great things on his social media about like government stuff. And I'm starting to see that he's getting a little bit more open, and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that he's like, yo, I love that. That's my favorite part that he was like, and I love that it was Bella because him and Latifah have been going at it with each other.
Latifah.
She was like, who planned this? And he's like, I did. Shut up. Like, I planned this. You're going to learn today.
Kudos, Van.
So, Van, you were doing the most, but in a great way. We love
in
you.
In a great way, honey. We come home from the plantation. All dawn is enlightened, and it's so crazy because I was sitting watching, and when they went, when they said 14 to 20 people would share one of those cabins,
isn't that crazy?
And you would start to work and only live 5 years after because the mistreatment and the malnutrition and everything that you went through. You couldn't even survive 5 years of that treatment. Right. Like, we complain now. But
can you imagine? And these people are...
I got chills, like...
These people were...
I got the hair on my arm.
Getting
my hair,
families taken hair, away from them.
Hair on my arm stood up.
Yo.
And the minute I was like, yo, I got chills from this. Dawn was like, yo, I got chills. And I'm like, bruh.
Like, my... you know, I know when people say, we don't want no more slave movies. We don't, and I'm like, no, we need them. No. And I get why it's there, because I feel like a lot of people aren't educated. We a lot of schools don't teach us what we really need to know about our black leaders and slavery. Mm-hmm. And we need to know what our people went through only 160 years ago. Only two something.
I like, was like 1600s.
I have a cousin who's 102 years old. Her grandparents were slaves. Like, we're not that far removed.
We're not.
We're not far removed from black people just getting the right to vote in 1964. Yes. Like, that's the year my mother was born.
Yes.
I believe that's the year. Don't kill me if it's not. Mm-hmm. But, like... we need to learn these things. We need to see this on VH1 instead of everybody beating each other's ass on reality TV. Mm-hmm. Let's go to a plantation and learn about our people.
I'm telling y'all, it's something about Black Ink Crew Chicago in particular. They take this experience and they do something different with it.
Love them.
I'm so excited to see where all of them go. Like, but I'm proud of them. I'm super proud.
They've grown, and we're in season 5 right now.
Yes.
So we've witnessed so many growths. They're now in their 30s.
Yes.
And they're doing really great things, and we've taken that ride with them.
Yes.
Like,
well, it's time to turn up, honey, because they leave the plantation, and it's time to get the good vibes back. And not only does Charmaine get surprised with the entire crew, Four is dating Nick, Sophia the Body. How do we feel about that?
So, like, here's my thing. I love Four, and I want Four to be happy. But are they really dating? Or okay, so for those who don't know, Sophia the Body, before Love & Hip Hop, she was a known video girl, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, most video girls, she had to get her coin, gotta eat. Mm-hmm. We see you, sis. That was in, like, the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. That's when, like, we were reading, like, Double XL and King Magazine. Sis stepped it up and came to Love & Hip Hop New York, and she was dating Jacque. I get Jacque and Jacquees confused, dating them. And then when I seen her on Chicago, I was like, wait, how you get on this show? And she claimed that they've been following each other on social media for 7 years. And I'm like, shoot your shot. I'm all here for it. I've seen Forrest photos and videos, too. Get your thing, sis.
What happens in Sophia the Body stays in Sophia the Body.
But I always will forever love Nikki, so I don't like seeing him with nobody. I want him to
first
be single.
First of all, I was so happy to see Nikki grace the screen with all of her queendom.
She's beautiful.
And you know what? It's like, I can kind of relate to being a 25, 24-year-old Nikki. Like, Nikki is bad AF. I don't know if y'all have noticed how fine Nikki is,
like,
but
the baddest.
I think what happened was that Nikki, through reality TV, I'm sure she always knew she was a bad B, because she's been confident, had her own business, had it popping since the beginning of this whole non-mag thing. So she came in the beginning. But I feel like she now sees herself.
Hell yeah.
And I feel like, yeah, for you messed up.
You messed
you
up.
Cheated on
you big time.
You cheated on Bay. And if she was a little, she had some growing to do. But I feel like now that she's realized who she is, she wants to live in her Nikki moment.
She's only 25. He's like 30.
But I feel like they love each other so
they
much.
They do.
How do you feel about that rekindle moment with them?
I'm going to do a guess their sign, because I felt like Nikki is a fire sign and Four is an Aries.
Pisces or something.
I think Four is an Aries.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's like, if she ain't a Leo, a Sag,
or
she's like
spicy,
a Scorpio,
honey.
She's like a spicy sign where she reminded me of myself, where I felt like she was holding back her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, I love you. I still love you. And I love seeing them together. And she was like, I feel like you had more to get off your chest. And I'm like, you know, but I think she doesn't want to be hurt, because he did hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he cheated on her. And that's the worst. And I think for her, she's like, I can't let you know how much I love you, because you're not going to hurt me anymore. That's just what I got.
Yeah.
And I know she wanted to say it so badly. She was like, anyway.
Because Four was looking like a zaddy tonight. Was he
not? He looked so good.
He was giving me zaddy
vibes.
And
she looked good. And they looked great together, being two tall stallions. And I wanted them to make out. And they did.
And guys know who is what.
He knows, like, he loved that girl.
Babe, you are babe. Whatever is...
He's like, whatever's going on
in
the house?
He's like, it's a good time in there, but listen... I will always love you.
You my forever.
You are the one. You know, so I love that he acknowledged. He knows it. He knows he got to live through it. He knows he has to deal with his consequences. But he loves that girl. And she loves him, too.
She does. You could see it. She was like.
But she wants to have her 50 Cent moment.
She does. She
wants and she's to bad enough, too.
And she's in Atlanta. Her hair business is growing. The girl is growing. She's beautiful. And I think she should live her life. And maybe if it's meant to be, they'll come full circle.
Because it could grow her up quick, too.
It can.
She can realize what's out here and be like, let me go home and take it on home.
She's like, I don't want to be on reality TV. I want to grow and do my thing. So we shall see.
Well, I don't know, Sophia, how long she going to be around. Because how about Van being a real one? Like, where do I know you from? Oh!
Caesar!
You had that ass pressed up on Caesar last season.
And it was she with Caesar? She was on Love & Hip Hop.
She took a picture. I don't know what it was.
Oh.
I feel like it was a photo shoot. I remember it was a season.
That's right.
I'm not sure if we were covering New York yet.
Damn, Sophie, it's your third show. But I can't even be mad at that because Safari show hopped. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't mad at her.
Bambi show hopped. So do your thing, but I don't want to see her with four.
Can we talk about Jim popping up?
Okay.
While we have time.
Can I just say, I don't care what no one says. I love Jennifer.
I love
her crazy. I respect the crazy. Yes. She accepts the crazy.
I feel like they're the perfect non-toxic. They're like a non-alcoholic shot of Hennessy. Like, if you can have, like, a version shot of Hennessy. Like, they're non-toxic, but they're so perfect. They're perfect non-toxic. They're perfect toxic for each other.
Remember she broke into his house.
Remember she was like, I'll scale this fucking wall.
On his birthday, I read her post. She was like, I love Van so much, but he blocked me, so I can't tell.
Right.
I'm like, yo.
I love them together. I love they're that crazy. I love that she will, like, leap into a pool and land on your neck.
I love it.
Remember? Was that Mexico?
That was Mexico. I think it was Mexico. Miami or Mexico? I don't know.
It was Mexico,
she jumped
I think.
On him. I just love that she was in the bed and he literally didn't react. And I think they know what buttons to push.
Yeah.
Because he literally was just like, oh my God, my girlfriend's crazy and I love her.
And she wanted to conquer that moment. I feel like that was like a Freudian slip kind of moment where it's like, Avenida can kick rocks.
Because
I know the thing she wants to do the most is to make you and I unhappy.
Yeah.
And so let's not give her that. And
like,
so,
I love you, I'm here.
I felt like today was Jen expressing that I'm not going nowhere. I don't care what they talking. Let them come with proof if they ain't got it.
I love Jennifer.
I love you. So shout out to Jen because you did the most, girl. And I love it, though.
And I just love Van's reactions.
Yes. So what did we miss? Did we cover everything?
No, we covered everything. And next week will be a part two of Myrtle Beach.
Yes. All right, well, it's looking like it's time for us to get into our special segment called Doing the Most.
Doing the Most. Yes.
I don't know why Icebox on my heart.
Because I think he was like doing that in the video. Icebox where my heart used to be. Okay.
It's called Doing the Most.
Who
did the most in a good way or a bad way? I feel like I should be talking
a
like.
Bad way.
It's the love zone tonight where we talk about doing the most.
I don't think anybody did anything bad.
Call in and tell us how you do the most with your baby.
Call us up, 9100.
1-900 doing the most.
Ooh.
Doing the most. I have to nominate Van.
Van.
Van did the most.
Van, in a good way, he did the most.
He roasted Neek. Was like, what's up with this Power Ranger, like, what's name you play on your way on your neck, which whether he did or didn't smash Charmaine was a cute little tactic
to
get on past it and make sure you and Neek was on a good page. Then he donated a Chicago Rilla shirt to a South Carolina native who needed an awakening
that
she can support her own and not have to be down with this Dixieland shit.
Yeah.
Then he was like, as a matter of fact, how about we all learn about what's going on? And then, you know, he was just really funny in the bed with Jen. So
yes.
I'm just nominating Van.
I agree. Van.
Who else did the most?
Van did the most in a good way. Neek, of course, did the most in a good way because he wanted to propose to his boo and he planned this whole trip for her.
Yes.
Bella did the most in, like, the most naive way because I really think she means well. She just don't be knowing, y'all. So don't be hard on Bella. I love Bella because she's like, what? So I think her showing up's like, hi, guys. And, like, not knowing that everyone is actually mad at you. And I love that they were like, we blocked you, but we love you, but we had to block you.
Right.
So I think she did the most in, like, the naive way. And Jennifer, because she tried to be peacemaker with Nikki and Four. And I like that they were able to, like, talk it out. Because I do think they love each other.
Yes. Wow.
Ciao.
Child, Van, you didn't win.
Van, we love you.
Van, you did the most and you did it in a great way. We're kudos proud of to you. You. Kudos for paying the rumors dust. Kudos for leaving whatever in Vegas.
In Vegas.
We live. Moving right along, I believe that Nakia has some news and gossip.
Yes. Hey guys, yes. So I'll give you guys a little bit of updates. For those who don't know, our guy Ryan, his sister, his lovely sister Nova, passed away a while ago, yes. And that's why NYMAG was created in memory of her. Well, this recent this week, him and his whole family, NYMAG, celebrated her birthday. Mm-hmm. Her son was there too, and he's really, really tall. And they had cake, and they sang happy birthday to her. And I thought that was really beautiful. And I know how much he loves his sister, and to see the whole family pull together, I thought that was dope. So shout out to you, Ryan. Our prayers are always with you. Our girl Charmaine is still doing her thing on Shade Room's Struggle Chef. Mm-hmm. Last week she had Jocelyn, and this week she will be talking to Ray J. So Charmaine is growing and doing her thing and living her best life. Speaking about Black Ink, this is not Chicago, but this is New York. New York is coming back soon. So Caesar is doing a art expo in Hawaii on this coast. Maybe we can try to get him to sneak in here. He'll be in Hawaii August 2nd through 4th. So make sure you guys check that out if you guys are on the West Coast. OFMG Reality TV said that next week will be Black Ink Crew Chicago season finale for season 5. Mm-hmm. So it looks like we'll be saying bye to Chicago for a while, and we will be saying hello to Compton in New York, because Compton in New York, they air August 14th on VH1. Nicki Nicole is doing her thing, and she's selling her hair collection. But right now, she is having a huge sale, 50% off of everything.
Oh, I need a little you part with, honey.
She's having a sale.
Let's find out.
So make sure you hit her up.
What's her website?
if you go to her Instagram, Nicki Nicole, she is having a back-to-school special, 15% off of everything. Use the discount code SCHOOL.
Get you some prayed over halal hair, honey. Coming that straight from India. It's blessed in everything, baby.
Okay. Oh, and one more thing I wanted to mention. I took this picture last week, and I kept saying to Key, don't forget to mention, Van has been doing a lot of good things with Chicago Rilla. Mm-hmm. He was at Pride, and he had these dope Pride shirts.
He did.
So he is going to be at the Sources 360 Block Party in Brooklyn, where I'm from, selling Chicago Rilla August 17th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. I thought it was dope, and they're going to be celebrating Biggie Smalls this year. So shout out to you, Van.
All right, Van, enough is enough. We have done 4 strong seasons of this show without one time repping Chicago Rilla. We need some shirts. We need some t-shirts. Shout out to any and everybody that knows Van. Let him know that he needs to send us some merch so we can rep for him on this show.
Yes, right? We will take 4 t-shirts, please.
We'll take 4 t-shirts, please. Thank I would you. Love a Pride one, personally.
Me too.
Or the Africa one.
Africa Pride.
And I'm going to buy something because support Black business, period.
Exactly. So make sure you guys support and buy Chicago Rilla because it's doing its thing right now. It's really dope. And that's all I got. All
right, then. Moving right along, we've got some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
It's pretty obvious that Charmaine is getting proposed to next week.
But I do think they're going to bring up that whole Van Charmaine thing again because it's been kind of like, and the looks are like, and I don't know how it's going to. Now, obviously, everyone's friends and they all follow each other today. Mm-hmm. They're all good. So I don't know what's going to, but I do think the producers are going to like act like, so what do you think? And I think we're going to get those looks again, but we know that she's going to be proposed to. So I'm excited to see that.
Yeah. I think we're going to end this season on an up note.
I hope so.
I know it has to be some sort of drama and something that leads into next season, but I have no idea what that's going to be yet.
Well, I seen a clip and it's going to be a part where Ryan talks about closing down
the old NYMAG.
Yes.
And he is sitting down with Dawn, having a conversation with Dawn. So,
but makes sense because, you know, Van is at Fire and Ice. I think that's what it's called. I'm probably saying it wrong. You know, everyone's doing their thing. So I wonder if it is going to be shut down, what's going to happen in season 6?
All right, VH1. Okay, look. I need y'all to incorporate Kat and show Van tattooing in California.
Yes.
And show some sort of cross-marketing between NYMAG and I Am Compton.
Yes. And Kat has been popping up a lot lately. Though they're all friends in real life, but like Ryan's like, hey, Kat. Like they're
all. We crave Kat, VH1.
So bring Kat back.
Bring Kat back.
Because it looks like her and Ryan are friends again. And that's what I mean. Like they all comment on each other's posts. They're all good friends. So I think it's time to bring her back.
Bring her back. Full I want to see Van venture out. I want to see Don. Don is acting.
Yes.
We want to see you focus more on Don acting. Where is he going to go with this all? Exactly. He's not going to be managing Nymeric forever.
Him going off, him and Ashley doing their thing and rekindling their love.
Yes.
I want to see like Charmaine doing her family thing.
Yes.
Four doing his music.
Yes.
Danny doing her, like Danny's getting married because they were all at her.
Where's Danny? We haven't seen Danny in a while.
She was there today, but she's about to get married to her little boo. They were just at their wedding.
She was there.
She was there. Remember, they go, why is Bella here? And Danny goes, well, when I invited everybody, she had one line. Danielle was there.
Where was I not seeing Danielle at
Danielle
all?
Was there, but Danielle has kind of been like in the background. She was there for the past 2-3 episodes, but she's been very quiet.
It must have been quick because I must have blinked.
It was very quick.
Well, y'all, we don't know what's going to happen next week. All we know is that Charmaine is getting proposed to and we can't wait to see how everybody is going to enjoy a really nice safari. And I'm quite sure that VH1 has some tricks up their sleeves to make sure that this is going to be a very interesting episode. But until we get to it, I'm your girl, Carmen, and you can find me on Instagram at King_Karma.
And I am your girl, Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And if you guys want to hear anything reality, Sunday, check out Back to Reality. Howard and I, we have a really cool show. We talk about literally every reality show. And this one.
They don't miss a beat, honey.
Yes.
Until then, we will see you guys for the season finale of Black Ink Crew Chicago next week.
Bye. Peace.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.